This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Trump administration and the maturing of social media has forced the Capitol steps to be more flexible in writing their political comedy while traveling from city to city. That's according to founding member Elena Newport. Speaking with GLT's John Norton via Skype ahead of the Capitol steps appearance at the BCPA May 13th, Newport says the founding of the comedy troupe has an Illinois connection.
The Capitol steps started as a Senate office Christmas party. We were working for Senator Charles Percy from Illinois, and he was one of those Republican moderates that you only read about now in history books. You never find them in the wild anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we were truly just, okay, what are we going to do at this year's Christmas party? We worked up a few songs. It was the early days of Reagan. It was kind of a fun time. And we thought somebody would tell us to stop or fire us or both, because here we were making fun of the people that employed us. But Percy was very nice. He invited us to perform at many events at his house. He was a good sport, and he didn't tell us to stop. So here we are.
Well, everything has changed in the last couple of years, hasn't it? And I mean I'll give you one word and you go with it, right? Trump.
Well, yeah. It is. The news cycle is so fast. In some ways, Trump is good for business. In other ways, it's just exhausting because you try to stay ahead of this guy. It's almost impossible. I remember during the campaign, I was thinking, well, this guy's pretty funny. And I think I'll write a joke where he goes out and he says, I never kiss babies on the campaign trail. Babies are losers. Get a job, babies. And I think, okay, that's an exaggeration of something he might say. But then a couple weeks later, he actually got into a fight with a baby at a campaign rally and kicked the baby out because the baby was crying. So yeah. Then I'm like, well, I give up.
I remember that. Yeah. So you have to adapt pretty quickly to what's going on in today's news cycle. Are you able to keep up with that? Do you try to keep up with that? Or where do you draw the line on that?
Well, you know, sometimes you really are wondering whether a story will hang in the news long enough to be funny 6 months later or even a day later. I have been known to occasionally text a joke to someone standing backstage waiting to go on, but that's kind of unusual. That's if something really big happened and you have to say something about it. But a lot of these stories, like the Russia scandal and the partisan bickering, have hung in the news for months and months and will. And, you know, Putin's not going anywhere. And he's been in our show for several years. And I did mention the shirtless thing, so I want to do a partial nudity warning here.
Now, I know you do more than Donald Trump, but I mean, what are some of the other challenges you face in the Trump era and the, you know, the social media era?
We try to keep our show bipartisan, so that's been a challenge because the party in power is always a little bit funnier, and we always have lots about whoever's running the White House, and especially if they're running the Senate and the Congress. You know, we'll have Bernie Sanders out there. He's not going away. That's good. We have Elizabeth Warren in the show. We have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in the show. So we're always looking for ways to make the show bipartisan and kind of, you know, we'll get the guy you like in the first song and the guy you don't like in the second song.
How do you make Bernie Sanders funny?
Well, you get him out there and you have him singing a show tune. You try getting a wig that's bad enough for Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump. So we have him singing If There Were No Rich Men. That was one of our Bernie songs, to If I Were a Rich Man.
Okay.
And I always like to say, if you've ever wanted to see Donald Trump sing a rock song and Bernie Sanders sing a show tune and Vladimir Putin dance shirtless, this is the show for you because you will not see that anywhere else.